This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Envoys for the two warring factions in the Sudan conflict are beginning talks to negotiate a firm ceasefire agreement, according to officials. U.S. and Saudi sources confirmed the arrival of the envoys in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah on Saturday. The talks are the result of an international effort to bring the two sides face-to-face, hopefully to negotiate an end to the fighting. Sudanese officials told the Associated Press the talks in Jeddah would be facilitated by Saudi Arabia and the United States. The Sudanese officials also told AP that opening humanitarian corridors in Khartoum and Omdurman and providing protection to civilian infrastructure, including health facilities, will be among the topics discussed. It's the first time representatives from Sudan's military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, led by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, have met for talks since the fighting erupted April 15th. King Charles III is crowned in an ancient ritual at Westminster Abbey. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The symbolic peak of the two-hour service came halfway through when Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, placed the solid gold St. Edward's crown on Charles's head. Trumpets sounded and gun salutes were fired across the UK.
God save the King!
God save the King!
In a change to the ancient rite, Charles had scrapped the traditional moment at the end of the service when nobles are asked to kneel and pledge their loyalty to the king. Instead, Welby invited everyone in the abbey to swear true allegiance to the monarch. Charles de Ledesma,